Support comes from Red Stag Supper Club, featuring weekly live music and a late-night happy hour, serving brunch, lunch, dinner, and late night 7 days a week, focusing on locally farmed ingredients. RedStagSupperClub.com.
1, 2, 3, 4!
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is an encore episode of Grammar Grader. This week's episode, Way Beyond Compare.
Oh, hello, Catherine.
Oh, hi. Tom, is it?
Yeah. Good memory.
Oh, you're too kind.
No, really. I mean, you only ever see me at the dog park.
Well, I can't remember your dog's names.
Okay, so you're human after all. Well, the spaniel is Marcus, and the lab is Abby.
Oh, which is Abby?
The lab. Abby's the biggest one.
The bigger one.
Excuse me?
Well, between Marcus and Abby, Abby is the bigger one.
That's what I said.
You said biggest.
Are we actually having this conversation?
This week's episode is inspired by a question we got from Ray, a listener in Saskatoon. Our topic is adjectives, specifically their comparative and superlative forms. First, a quick review of adjectives.
Flashback.
According to the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie, adjectives are words that describe or give information about nouns or pronouns. So in these sentences,
a huge ship crossed the bay.
The child held a blue balloon.
The words huge and blue are adjectives. They describe ship and balloon, respectively. Now, a feature of adjectives is that they can have comparative and superlative forms. These forms can be added in one of two ways. To create the comparative form of an adjective, you can add er to the word.
Big becomes bigger.
Now, not all words will take the er suffix, so the comparative form is created in that case by adding the word more in front of the adjective, like so.
Intelligent becomes more intelligent.
Isn't it intelligenter?
No, it's more intelligent, as in, clearly I am more intelligent than you.
Well, you're certainly ruder.
At least now you're more correct.
All right. The superlative form, meanwhile, is formed by adding the suffix EST, as in
big becomes biggest.
Or adding the word most, as in
intelligent becomes most intelligent.
Now, the tricky part with comparative and superlative forms is when to use them, particularly with respect to the number of items being compared. Fowler's Modern English Usage says,
in general, it is a sound rule that confines the use of comparative forms of an adjective to context in which two entities are being compared, and reserves superlative forms for comparisons of three entities or more.
To illustrate, Fowler's gives the example sentence,
they were forced to give an answer which was not their real answer, but only the nearest to it of two alternatives.
It then goes on to explain that
the use of EST instead of ER, where persons or things are no more than two, should normally be avoided. Nearer should have been used in the example given.
So going back to our examples,
Abby is the bigger of two dogs.
Of all the dogs in the dog park, Abby is the biggest.
Fowler's does admit that exceptions to this rule exist, but they're mostly idiomatic.
May the best man win.
Or literary, as in this line from William Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice, Act 2, Scene 1, when the Prince of Morocco says,
to prove whose blood is reddest, his or mine.
That said, Fowler stands by its rule of the comparative for two and the superlative for three or more. Fowler's clarifies, somewhat humorously,
clearly there is a ragged edge at the rim of any strict rule, but the general pattern should normally be adhered to, leaving exceptions only to the truly great or to literary or linguistic license.
Which is a nice way of saying,
unless you're the next Shakespeare, stick to the rules. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off about grammar stuff like that.
No, it's okay. I just rarely get into grammatical discussions with anyone.
Well, sometimes the men I meet are intimidated by my assertiveness about grammar.
No, actually, I find it more attractive.
Really? Well, in that case, you can color me more interested.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie and Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks to the Grammatis Personae players, John Ryan and Bridget Murphy. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, give feedback, share your thoughts, and join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com.